We're talking this morning with Alon Shaya, who is a James Beard Award-winning chef, and I understand your own restaurant, Shaya, is also a James Beard Award winner. Tell me just a little bit about what that really means to you.
Yeah, you know, it's really one of the greatest honors that we can get in our industry, because it's the James Beard Awards are so prestigious, and it's voted on by our peers and chefs that I admire and kind of have looked up to my whole life. And so it's to be awarded with the award for Best New Restaurant for Shaya just a few weeks ago was really kind of over the top. And it was just so special and amazing for our whole team to be acknowledged in that way.
Adds a little bit of more inspiration for you, I guess, knowing that it's being recognized by the outside.
Yeah, it makes you a little more nervous. It makes you a little more excited. It makes you, I think, everything kind of is enhanced by that.
Well, we're talking today about Memorial Day and people putting foods together, coming up with new ideas, and Mediterranean-inspired cooking. It seems to be a theme. There's a lot of that goes out there, I see. Tell me a little bit about what goes into making a Mediterranean-style meal.
Yeah, you know, it's. I think it's kind of catching on a lot with people because it's very vegetable forward and it has a lot of items that really enhance the flavor of food instead of cover it up, and it allows ingredients to kind of really shine. And so things like extra virgin olive oil or fresh squeezed lemon, lots of different herbs like oregano and thyme and basil, and then, of course, yogurt, which is one of my favorite ingredients to use when I'm cooking, and a great way to kind of bring out a lot of flavor and balance in dishes that you love to cook.
Now, you've had experience with Italian cooking, another part of that area. Do they blend Italian, Greek? Do they share things, or do they keep every meal's type of things to themselves?
Well, you know, the Italians are very protective over their food, so they like to kind of, do what is most natural to them, and that's cook the foods that have been around there for a long time. But Greece has really influenced so many countries. You know, I cook Israeli food, and Greek food is a huge part of what Israeli food is. And so we, you know, make items like tzatziki, which is a yogurt that has dill and lemon and cucumber in it. And I'll take that and add something like shrimp, you know, which we have so much great seafood in Louisiana. Our shrimp are amazing. So I'll cook the shrimp, dice it up, fold it into the tzatziki, and kind of fold in some of that blue plate light mayonnaise with Greek yogurt into that. And the yogurt really makes it shine, and it gives it so much flavor.
One of the recipes I'm looking at is the charred broccoli salad with curry.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so it's a great healthy dish that's really simple to put together. If you take broccoli, cut the florets off, toss it with just a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, and then roast it in a really hot oven, like 500-degree oven, just until it begins to char up on the outside, but there's still a little bit of texture and crunch on the inside. And then a little bit of yellow curry powder and some dried cherries and toasted almonds and some of that blue plate Greek all just folded together. And that really gives it a creamy texture, but keeps it really light, and it's still really healthy. Because of the addition of yogurt in the mayonnaise, it has half of the fat and calories, and it has a gram of protein for every serving. So it's a great way to, like, get ready for summer and keep things light and not feel like you're going to gain a bunch of weight from eating it. It
might be hard to convince a kid to eat curry. It's one of those spices you have in the rack, you think, and you're not quite sure how to use it or how much to use it.
Yeah, you know, I always have gotten away with just not telling people what's in the food sometimes and then letting them take a bite and waiting for that smile, and then that's when you hit them with the news. And it's a great way to kind of get people to open up to foods that they might have some preconceived notion that they might not like.
Yeah, we're always used to salt and pepper and certain ones. What are some of the spices that are in there that we should really be using that can really enhance a lot of the foods we're eating?
Well, you know, I love using, like, spicy chilies. So one thing that I really love to do is, like, make a chicken salad. And something as simple as that, where you think it's, well, okay, it's chicken, it's celery and onions and mayonnaise mixed together. But I love adding a lot of herbs to my chicken salad. I'll add mint and cilantro and scallions, and then like a sriracha chili sauce, which gives it that spice and really blends beautifully with the mayonnaise with the yogurt inside. And then I'll put that like on a really nice brioche bun and serve that with pickles on top. And the pickles also add that bite of acidity that you really need to kind of cut through the salad. And that's perfect for outdoor eating. You know, add that to your menu of hot dogs and hamburgers for Memorial Day and really enjoy like a healthier option that way.
Gives us a different way of, like you say, enjoying it. And we think of certain types of, you know, like a mayonnaise base, but Greek yogurt has added a whole new dimension to those type of a creamier substitute for a lot of that.
Yeah, and it really gives a beautiful pop of flavor. Like the acidity from the yogurt really kind of shines through and makes it really interesting.
Speaking of spices, as a restaurant owner, how do they arrive in your restaurant? Where do they come in? Giant tubs or huge boxes? What is it like for when you get a lot of supplies for a restaurant?
Yeah, you know, all shapes and sizes. Definitely at Shia, we go through a ton of spices because we're cooking Middle Eastern or Moroccan style foods that require a lot of paprika and spices like cinnamon and clove. And so we buy all of our spices through a guy named Lior, who has a company called Le Boite in New York City. And he sources them from all over the world, puts together these great blends for us, and then ships them down in like 5-pound containers that we use.
It's like the ancient spice traders. You hear about that or something. You realize the importance.
Yeah, you have to use fresh spices because a lot of spices you'll realize that they've been sitting in a warehouse for a few years, losing flavor. So fresh spices is always the way to go.
It's just like a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. Sometimes we don't really know what a fruit or a vegetable tastes like until we get it at a local market, right?
Yeah, you haven't lived until you had an heirloom tomato in the heat of the summer. It's just perfectly sweet and bright. It's just that with a little bit of sea salt and a touch of mayonnaise can go a long way on a sandwich.
You've given us a lot of some good recipes. Where's the place we can get them? Because I want to follow them specifically. You know?
Sure, yeah. Please go to blueplategreek.com to get all the recipes I just talked about.
Sounds great. Our guests this morning, James Beard Award winner, Alon Shia. Thank you for sharing the recipes with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.